Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Police in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, released to the public two video recordings of the moments just before officers shot and killed 43-year-old African-American Keith Scott. This has become a controversial incident that has aroused lots of attention. Kara Putney, the police chief, spoke to reporters about the investigation into Scott's death.
I have decided that we're at a stage where I can release additional information without adversely impacting their investigation.
Ray Dotch is Keith Scott's brother-in-law.
What we know and what you should know about him is that he was an American citizen who deserved better. That is our position, and it should be yours.
Protesters have been rallying daily in Charlotte, showing their disagreement with the way police have handled the aftermath of the shooting. Demonstrators have gathered in other U.S. cities to show solidarity with the Charlotte protesters. Also in the news, speaking at the dedication of a new U.S. museum devoted to the history of African Americans, President Obama said their history is central to America's history dating back to the country's founding.
That African American history is not somehow separate from our larger American story. It's not the underside of the American story. It is central to the American story.
At times, brushing away a tear, Mr. Obama pointed out that the highs and lows of being black in America, including his election as the first black president. The National Museum of African American History and Culture opened publicly on Saturday here in Washington. This is VOA News. United States and its European allies are urging Russia to take extraordinary steps to support a cessation of hostilities in Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he's appalled by the chilling military escalation in the war-ravaged Syrian city of Aleppo that witnesses say is spearheaded by Syrian forces and their Russian allies. Walid al-Mualim is Syria's foreign minister. He said the people of Syria are combating terrorism on behalf of the whole world. He said every time the Syrian army kills another foreign terrorist, it spares the lives of many innocent people who have died in a terrorist act. A grouping known as Save Our Syria has warned that no truce will hold in Syria as long as Syrian forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad and their Russian allies are permitted to bomb, in their words, starve and torture Syrian civilians with impunity. The United Nations says that intense airstrikes against rebel-held areas of Aleppo have left 1.75 million people without running water days into the heaviest sieges of the war. Militants killed 12 people in gun and bomb attacks in the northern Iraqi city of Tikrit, with the Islamic State later claiming responsibility. IS seized Tikrit in June of 2014, but the city has largely been spared the attacks that have plagued other parts of the country since its recapture last year. Meantime, monitoring preparations by Iraqi forces are underway to retake Iraq's second city, Mosul, from the Islamic State. British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon said the operation could start within weeks.
The forces to liberate Mosul are being assembled now. The operation to encircle Mosul, to begin the siege of Mosul and to liberate it, is going to begin, I hope, before Christmas.
U.S. military officials say IS militants are trying to build up an already intricate network of defenses in preparation for the looming battle for Mosul, though many of the moves, the military says, look like desperation. Turning now to U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump are largely suspending their campaigning ahead of the presidential debate. Each will meet later today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is a key U.S. ally of the U.S. in the Middle East. By the way, VOA will have live coverage of the presidential debate on Tuesday at 1 hour Universal Time. You can find that debate on our website, voanews.com, and keep up with the news on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.